Yeah, joining me, assistant manager Chris Doig. Chris, that must have been happy to watch that in those conditions and to come away with a 4-0 scoreline.
The second half was. First half was pretty poor in our opinion. Obviously not easy conditions to play in. We probably didn't play to the conditions enough first half. We got caught in the ball a few times, seemed to give them chance to counter against us by sloppy play from ourselves. Second half we were a bit more positive, slightly more direct without, you know, just going long all the time. And the first goal is always crucial. Fortunately we got it. Great header from Podge, and from there on in it was, like you say, pretty comfortable.
But even first half, I thought last 20 minutes you were taking control.
Yeah, well, we had chances. Like you said, first goal is always crucial. We had very good chances. We missed them both. Two or three of them, we missed them all. You start to think on the bench, is it going to be one of these days? But we've gotten about them a little bit at half time, to be fair, and the lads have responded fantastically second half.
And Podge getting you three goals?
Yeah, like I just said on TV, you could have had five probably today, but we'll take the three. Fantastic finishes, but I think we've come to expect that now, haven't we?
How much of an important player is he to you now?
Well, every team wants somebody that scores goals, and at the minute Podge is doing that, isn't he? So, like I said, missed a couple first half, which is very unlike him, but we know he'll keep getting in the areas and something will drop for him eventually.
You say every team wants a striker who scores goals, which he is doing. Are you concerned there might be somebody looking at him in the window?
No, that's not a concern at the minute, no. If somebody comes in, then we'll deal with it if and when it happens. At the minute, there's nothing to worry about.
You're linked with a player from Chesterfield, Ndouye, is that it? I think my failed French will say that. You've been linked with a player. Any news on that?
That's first I've heard of it. You obviously know more than I do, so...
No, but it's just a name I've seen bandied about, but right. You're not sure, you've not heard anything?
No, well, we've been looking at a few things in several positions, but there's nothing to really tell you about as it stands.
And anybody in for any of your players?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
807 Grimsby fans here in the pouring rain and made the journey, which is great to see, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was going to give them special mention, to be honest. The fans were absolutely fantastic. Even first half, when it was a bit scrappy, I thought they were singing, they were getting behind the team. Have to give them a big thanks from the staff and all the players. But again, a bit like I said with Podge, we've come to expect that with away fans, the numbers we get. We had it last year and this year, you know, fantastic following. They get behind the team and hopefully we can keep getting results for them.
It is a great run you're on now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's okay. We just need to continue it and get the result in the next game.
Paul not out here doing the interview, which might increase speculation about his link with the Notts County job.
Or it might be he just told me to do the press.
Yeah, but people will ask that, won't they? I mean, can you say anything about it? Have you heard anything, or is it just paper talk or rubbish?
Nothing's been said to me. Gaffer's not mentioned anything. We've just got on with the job like I knew it would be. All I've seen is everything that's been published in the press. I've got no more to say on it that you won't already know.
But we'll finish on a positive. I mean, as you say, great run. Got a mark on one or two other teams around you today and onwards and upwards.
Well, again, like I've said lots of times, we can only concentrate on ourselves. There's no point worrying about other teams. We've got to get our job done first and foremost. We've done that today. And we've got to do that in the next game.